you will take over from this point. Anoint my lips so I will be able to speak as with the oracles of God. I take every spirit in this room right now under the control of your spirit. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. As we close this afternoon, our 7 days of crying to God for mercy, I want to bring you a message this morning that I want you to hold tightly. Hold it. As you make your onward journey through this world to the heavenly Jerusalem. My message this morning is one that I bring with mixed feelings. Because as much as it can help you, it can also hurt you. I have to put that disclaimer. I therefore want you to receive it, not in isolation of other truths that you have heard from behind this pulpit. This message this morning is given to you with the aim of giving you what I like to call a spiritual balanced diet. Just like eating only one type of food will never guarantee good health, so will eating this truth alone without balancing it with other truths never guarantee you spiritual health. I want you to embrace this truth because it's from the Bible. I want you to receive this truth because it will set you free. But at the same time, I do not want you to forget all the other truths in the Bible that added to this will make you to be sound in faith. Having said all that, let's read the book of Romans chapter 9, 14, 15, and 16. Romans chapter 9, verse 14, verse 15, and verse 16. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Now let's read verse 16 together, please. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that soweth mercy. I want to zero in this morning on that verse 16 that we read together. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. You know, we have been taught all our lives to will and to run. We have been admonished from our early days in life to work hard and go for it. And we came into the church and our preachers have preached to us soul-stirring sermons. Something like from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So they tell us, Let the zeal for what you want consume you. And go get it by force. And all that is true. Even if you look outside biblical books, and you look into extra biblical books, like the book of the elders, they tell us there is no gain without pain. These are the things that have been poured into us. Even our respected songwriters, they drive this truth into us. One of them said, you can get it if you really try. You can get it if you really try. But you must try. Try and try. Try and try. You'll succeed at last. But you can only get it if you really try. So where do we go? What do? We go and try. Try and try. Try and try. But we discover that with all our trial, there is no success. We rise up early. We retire late. We work our fingers to the bone. But unfortunately, we have left behind an important truth that I bring to you this morning. Listen. It's not in him. It's not of him that willeth. It's not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Hear me this morning. Before you start willing, and before you start running, you need to pause and ask yourself a question. How did my journey with God begin? Honestly. There are many of you here this morning that are saved and you know it. I want to ask you, how did your journey with God begin? Did it begin with running? Did it begin with willing? Did you run to God for salvation? Our journey with God began with mercy. And the only thing that will sustain you in this journey in every area of your life is not just willing. It's not just running. It is what? The mercy of God. Let me show you some scriptures here. Ephesians chapter 2 will show you that we began this journey on the platform of mercy. And we can only continue this journey on that same platform. And we can only finish this journey on that same platform. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now look at verse 4. But God. Everybody say, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were, where? Dead in sins, hath what? Quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are ye saved. Look, if you are going to make it, God's mercy and God's grace has to do it for you, or it will never be done. How many of you saved yourselves? Nobody. How many of you delivered yourself from the power and the dominion of sin? Nobody. It was the mercy, it was the grace of God. How dare you then think that what you started in the spirit, you can finish in the flesh?
How dare you think that that which you started depending on the mercy of God, now you can depend on the arm of the flesh? It's not going to work. In the book of Titus, the 3rd chapter, we read the same truth. Titus chapter 3, I'm reading from verse number 3. For we ourselves also are sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, now look at verse number 5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. But according to what? According to his mercy, he did what? He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That was where and how we started. And that is how and only how we will be maintained. I read our text again. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. To gain a clearer understanding of that verse, I want to read to you what other translations of the Bible says. I want to listen to it. This is so nice. The NIV, New International Version, reads it this way. And it breaks it down, makes it easier and simpler. It says, it does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy. Can you repeat that after me? Say, it does not therefore depend on my desire or my effort, but on God's mercy. And I like that verse. It begins with it. That it could be anything. It is applicable to all aspects of life. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you want to get, I want to say to you this morning, according to this verse, it does not depend on your desire or your effort. You can desire it from now till tomorrow. If God does not say amen to it, it will not happen. You can walk and walk and walk and walk on it till tomorrow. If God does not say yes and check it, it will never happen. So he says, it does not therefore depend on man's desire or man's effort, but what? On God's mercy. You know, many years ago, we were in Alabama, and we had a church. We started the church with, I believe it was 16 people at Holiday Inn. And the church grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew, and we had to move into a TV station. One of the pastors in town came to me with his overseer, and he asked me a question that made me laugh. They said, Reverend Ayatollah, how did you do it? See, they couldn't understand how I did it. Because the church was half white, half black in Montgomery, Alabama, of all places. I was the only black preacher that had whites as members in the whole state. But not only did I have white as members, half of my church was black, half of my church was white. So the man came to me and said, number one, your name is funny. Number two, your accent is super funny. How are you able to assemble these people? They thought it was something that I did. And I said to him, it's not my desire. It's not my effort. Honestly. But it is what? The mercy of God. Some white people came to church just to hear my accent. Honestly. So when I started to change my accent and speak like Americans, they all called me and said, no, you are changing it. You are sounding Portuguese. Speak it the way you are speaking it. So me also, I will get there on Sunday and say, I welcome all of you to church this morning. And they say, yes, we like that. What did he say? And that kept them coming. It's not by might. It's not by power. It was absolutely by his mercy. So I want to say to you this morning, that thing that you are going for, That thing that you want, that thing that you've been working your tails off to get, you are not going to get it by running. You're not going to get it by running. You will run and run and run and run and run out of breath. You are going to get it by leaning on the wall of mercy and say, God, I'm not going to be lazy. God, I'm going to do my best. But I realize even to do my best, I depend on your mercy. Even to do well, I depend on your mercy. So it is not I that willeth, it is not I that runneth, but it is in you that I want to tell you something. You will never make it without the mercy of God. That's the truth. That is not a curse, that is a blessing. The English Standard Version says, so then, it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. The International Standard Version says, therefore, God's choice does not, hear this now, God's choice does not depend on a person's will or effort, but on God himself who shows mercy. Let's go to the basic English. The basic English Bible says, so then, it is not by the desire or by the attempt of man, but by the mercy of God. Weymouth New Testament says, hear this, and from this we learn that everything is dependent not on man's will or endeavor, but upon God who has mercy. Let me give you two more. The World English Bible says, so then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who has mercy. I like what Mr. Young, whose literal translation many of us have gone to love, got to love over the years. This is what he said. I love Young. He said, so then, not of him who is willing, nor of him who is running, but of God who is doing. Isn't that beautiful? It is not him who is willing. It is not him who is running, but it is God who is doing. May the God who is doing do something for you this morning. You know, we are so used to willing. We are so used to running. But if you will, and if you run, and the one who is supposed to do doesn't do, then you're willing and you're running. It's a wasteful exercise. That's why he says, Paul may plant, Apollos may water, but if God does not give the increase, they just wasted all their energy. May your energy not be wasted energy. May your effort not be wasted effort. That's why I have assembled you this morning by the Spirit of God to tell you that lean on this wall, not on the wall of your efforts, not on the wall of your degrees, not on the wall of your achievements, but on the wall of mercy. And you will be amazed what God can do for you. I'm not here. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to tell you to stop running. I'm not here to tell you to stop wishing and desiring. But I'm here to ask you to add another truth to your life. And that truth is dependence on the mercy of God. If you run without it, you will run in vain. If you wish and desire without it, you'll just break down. It is not in him that willeth or in him that runneth, but in God that showeth mercy. You know, I read to you a couple of translations. I'm going to take two of them and say some things before we pray. The first one I like to lift out of those translations is the International Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Hear this. Therefore, God's choice. In fact, say it after me. Say, therefore. Say, God's choice does not depend on a person's will or a person's effort, but on God himself who shows mercy. You know, I'm reminded of how the mercies of God chose seemingly unqualified people in the Bible. And you look at it and you say, what kind of God is this? It's mercy. I am reminded of Isaac. I don't know if you remember Isaac. When he was about to die, who was his choice? Esau was his choice. Jacob was not his choice. And hear me now. You can't blame him. If it were you too, you will not choose Jacob. You will look at Jacob like this. You say, this one is a bastard. This one is a vagabond. This one is the child of another woman. This is not my own child. So, humanly speaking, he was right not to choose Jacob. But you know what happened? Mercy chose him. Ah, I pray for you this morning. Where men don't choose you, mercy will choose you. Where men look at you and say you are disqualified, mercy will make you to be qualified. Hey. I don't know if I should mention his name, but let me cover him. One of the brothers in this church, I was with him 2 weeks ago. And we drove together in his car. And we were discussing about the mercy of God. And he said, Bishop, you will not believe what happened to me. He said, I worked with a man that has a PhD. And we were looking for a contract to win. I want you to see now how mercy will choose you when men don't want you. So we were to bid for a contract. And the white man who had the power to approve or disapprove was there. And there was a well-known black man in this city that was bidding against us. He said we got there. Not only couldn't you pronounce our last names, even though we have PhD, our accent, they will be asking, what did you say? But we went there. But this man came, polished American English. Well-known, well-connected, well-respected, has won many contracts. So when he got there, instead of presenting himself that this is what my own contract is, he started talking about these two men. He looked at the white man and said, these two men, don't give them the contract. Oh. He said, you know where they are from? I'm not going to mention the name of the country. He said, number one, they are poor people. They don't have the money to execute this contract. He said, but you know me. I've done so many contracts and I've done it excellent. I've done them excellently. I am the one you should give. Not this. He called them a name. And then he took it a step further. He said, this one may have a PhD. He said, but that is book. That is not contract. He said, if you give the contract to him, you will regret it. After they have talked that about you, what else can you say? Other than to say, the story is finished. He said, but to his surprise, the white man just stood there and said, okay, all right. As the man spoke, okay, I hear you. Thank you for the information. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But while he was speaking, mercy was speaking to the white man. We beg you to come during the week. You did not come. Please wait after the service. Oh. Please wait. Oh. All you need is the mercy of God. He said, after they finished, the white man said, okay, all right, everybody can leave now. He said, the two of you, wait, I want to see you. Now, when he says, I want to see you, after they have said all that they said, you never know what he's going to say. Maybe he will say, don't ever let me see your face again. Carry your PhD somewhere else. But after they finished, he said they were shocked. The man came to them and said, two of you, how much will you need to do this contract? And he said, they told him, we need $100,000 to do it. He said, he opened his drawer, brought his checkbook out, wrote a check for $100,000. He said, go and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. Hey, if you want to clap, clap. If you want to give God praise, give him praise. He said, go and do it. He said, go and do it. He said, go and do it. Hey, I want to pray for you. When men put you down, mercy will lift you up. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, when men put you down, mercy will lift you up. When men count you out, mercy will count you in. When men disqualify you, mercy will qualify you. When lack of abundance of money makes you a loser, abundance of mercy will make you a winner in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be your portion today. It shall be your portion tomorrow. It shall be your portion forever. Shout mercy. God's choice. Turn to somebody and tell them, I prophesy to you. You shall be the choice of God, whether they like it or not. Say, I prophesy to you, mercy shall make you the choice of God. Come on, put your hands together and give the devil a big slap. Those who don't want you, like they don't want Jacob. Those who don't want you, like they don't want the man that God has spoken, that God has chosen. Whether they like it or not, mercy will live. And he told me. He said, Bishop, after that we have had millions of contracts that we won, but that was the first that propelled us into being known. Something that is the first will happen to you before this year is over. I didn't hear your amen. I said something that is the first, but it will not be the last. It shall happen to you before this year is over. Therefore, God's choice does not depend on a person's will or effort, but on God himself, who shows mercy. You know what I found out? Mercy will do what a person's effort will not do. Mercy. You know what I mean? Esau ran into the bush looking for venison, but it was all in vain. Jacob never left the house. Jacob never made any effort. In fact, it was Mama who did everything, because the choice was mercy. From today, you will receive blessings without effort. Your amen lacks vitamin C. I say from today, you will receive blessings without effort. Mercy will be on your side. What others go to find in the bush, you will find inside air conditioned room. What others run up and down the country to look for, where you are sitting, they will bring it to you there. Mercy will bring it to you there. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall fire. I read this scripture this week. I just shook my head. And I said to myself, I wish Rebecca and Jacob knew that mercy was on their side. If they had known that mercy was on their side, they would not have needed to go through all the deception that they went through. And they would not have needed to go through all the suffering that their deception brought upon them. Jacob had to go to Laban for years. He got there himself. They deceived him too. And until eventually, after many years, he got what mercy had already prepared for him. See, when you don't know mercy is on your side, you will do things that you shouldn't do. You will go places that you shouldn't go. You will get into compromises that you shouldn't get into. There's a lady in this church. She's sitting not too far from me. But I didn't tell her. I will tell her story, so I will have given her the microphone. She was looking for a job. She came to me here. Said, Bishop, I'm looking for a job. And I went somewhere. And the man I went there goes to a Pentecostal church in town. And it was in her power, in his power, to sign me off and say, you got it. Said, but he looked at me. And he asked me, what mad men ask women before they do them favor? You don't know what it is. Go and ask the mad men. They will tell you what it is. So these mad men, who in church, speaking unknown tongues on Sunday, who in church, ministers in their church in Brooklyn, They have a branch also in the Bronx. I don't know which one he's going to. Said, I want you to give me what they give men before they do them favor. But she was a woman that believed in mercy. She said, no. I don't sell my birthright for a pot of porridge or for a plate of porridge. If you want to keep your job, you can keep your job. I might be delayed for a few days, but mercy will find me out. Whatever delay is in your life this morning, mercy will bring you out. You are not hearing my prayer this morning. I said, whatever delay is in your life this morning, delay about marriage, delay about job, delay about house, mercy will work it out for you. I said, mercy will work it out. She said, Daddy, she calls me, she said, Daddy, pray for me. I said, God of mercy, overrule what the man has said and give her the job that she's looking for. Last Sunday, or is it 2 Sundays ago, she came to me smiling. She came to me jumping. She came to me giving God the praise. She said, Daddy, you are my daddy forever. It's not me. It's not me. My name is Mercy. My name is not Mercy. Some of you even think my name is Mercyless. That's what some of you think. But the God of mercy looked down upon her and went and touched that man's heart. What the man said he will not do before, he ended up doing it without getting what he's looking for. What they are looking for, they will not get it. But what you are looking for, you will get it. I said, mercy shall do it in the mighty name of Jesus. So Rebecca and Jacob, they don't understand. I pray that God will give you discernment. Because if you're a child of God, there is mercy all around you. So if you go to a man and you run into a wall, just say, it's okay, sir. Say, you don't want to do it. Hey, there's mercy to my right. There's mercy to my left. In fact, there is mercy behind me because it says goodness and mercy shall what? Therefore, God's choice does not depend on a person's will or a person's effort, but on God himself who shows mercy. Can I say something? To those of you that have dreams, visions, and prophetic utterances about tomorrow, you know what you need to start doing now? Just be pleading for mercy. That's what you need to be doing. That's what you need to be doing. Joseph had a dream. Joseph had a vision. Joseph had a prophetic utterance from God in his dream. But household wickedness said it shall not be. His own brothers, his own kinfolks, his own siblings said it will not happen. But you know what I found out? It took a while, but mercy arranged everything. Let me tell you something that you don't understand. The delay that you are going through right now, it's not that God is not doing anything. No. I'm telling you the truth. As I stand before you, I lie not. If the God that I understand is the one I'm preaching about, it's not that he's not doing anything. No. Mercy is arranging. Mercy is rearranging. Mercy is putting everything together. And let me tell you something I found out about mercy. Mercy will take you through the valley of the shadow of death, but you will not die in the process. Mercy will take you through days without food, nights without food, nights without sleep. Mercy will take you through it. But do you know what? At the other end, the prophecy shall be fulfilled. The prophecy shall be fulfilled. The vision shall be fulfilled. Shall fire. Mercy. Mercy took this boy by the hand and said, let's go. Let's go. They sold him to Egypt, but mercy was there. And the mama of the house was all over him. And with, is it testosterone they call it? Testosterone.
the test detectoron was high. You hear it. If you don't understand it, go and take your scientific book. Tetetaron was hard, but mercy stood by him. When you are tempted, mercy will stand by you. I don't know how many of you have been tempted. Right now, serious temptation. But you know what? All you need to do is mercy of God. Lord, be merciful to me. Lord, be merciful to me. Don't let me destroy myself. Don't let me fall. Don't let me put you to shame. Don't let me nail Jesus Christ to the cross the second time. Keep me, oh mercy of God. Keep me by your mercy. Keep me. And mercy kept him. The mercy took his hand again. Put him in prison. You think what you are going through, God doesn't know about it. You are making a mistake. That's why I don't sing that song. Nobody knows the trouble. No, I don't sing it with them all. Mercy knows it. He was in prison. And he was saying, is this the vision? Is this the dream? Let me tell you something. After God gives you a prophecy, after God gives you a dream, after God gives you a vision, you will experience the depth of that vision. Before resurrection, there is crucifixion. Your vision and your revelation is going through serious crucifixion right now. Stay there. In 3 days, you will rise again. I said you will rise again. Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You will rise again. Touch somebody and tell them you will rise again. Touch another person and tell them you will rise again. Somebody touch half of me and say, you will rise again. Shout fire! Hey! Mercy, 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 mercy. And then mercy looked like this. Said, it's about time now. It's about time now. Let's give them some dreams. Let's give them some dreams. So he gave one dream. He gave another dream. In the prison room. It's mercy who engineered it. Mercy will engineer your release. You are running. You are willing. You leave mercy behind. You just run till you run out of breath. What did this man do? Nothing. And you know what? He could have gone around in bitterness. Bitterness. And many of you have allowed things that happen to you to allow the root of bitterness to spring inside you. You will remain in prison forever. Get away the bitterness. Get away the anger. I was reading something on the internet yesterday and it shook me to my very bones. He said, when the gods want to destroy a person, they make them mad. When the gods want to destroy you, it triggers you to be angry. And your blessing will pass by you like this while you are still angry. So he sat there. Said, I'm waiting till my change comes. I'm waiting till my change comes. The prison that I am, I didn't do anything. The place where they threw me, it was the wife of my boss that lied against me. But I have no bitterness. I have no anger towards anybody. The master said, looking at your attitude, I will release you. So, hey, master gave 2 people dreams. And they gave him the dream to interpret. Mercy gave him the interpretation of the dream. So they released them. And he told one of them, he made a mistake that many of you make, that I make. He said, when it is well for you, don't forget me. And that is willing and running. Man will forget you, but mercy will not forget you. Where man has forgotten you, may mercy remember you. Your amen needs deliverance. Said, where man has forgotten you, may mercy remember you. So what happened? Ah, mercy, mercy. There's a song we sing here. Say, mercy rewrote. He rewrote my name. He rewrote my life. Some of you need something to be rewritten. Mercy will rewrite your life. Mercy will rewrite your name. Mercy will rewrite your present. Mercy will rewrite your future. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ah! Mercy went into the house of Pharaoh, gave him a dream. Ah, mercy. Ah! Yay! Mercy gave him a dream. And he had a dream. He said, I don't understand this dream. I don't understand this dream. He called everybody. Come and tell me the meaning of the dream. Come on, come on. Why did he call the man that was in prison with Joseph? Was it not mercy? Why was that man not out of town on that day? Was it not mercy? I said, those who need to be present, for your exaltation, they will not be out of town. If they are in Jamaica, mercy will bring them to New York. If they are in Switzerland, mercy will bring them to New York. Mercy. After he told the dream, mercy went to the man and said, You are forgotten, Joseph. You are forgotten. Yeah, he said, yeah, the man that said I should not forget him. He said, boss, there's a man who, he's in prison. He can tell dreams. He can tell anything that you tell him. He said, go and bring him out. They just went and knocked. He was still in his prison garment. He did not know that the garment he wore yesterday, mercy will give him change of garment today. You are looking at me today. You are not looking at what mercy can do for me tomorrow. You are looking at me today. You are writing me off today. But you don't know I serve the God of mercy. I serve the God who is rich in mercy. I know you have written me off. I know you have said I cannot amount to anything good. But you are not the God of mercy. What I am today is not what I will be tomorrow. I prophesy to you. There is a change coming to your life. There is a change coming to your circumstance. There is a change coming to your story. Shall fire. Hey. 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 When he was eating dinner, and he was saying, I wonder what they will give us for breakfast. Mercy was saying, you don't know tomorrow. You don't know tomorrow. This is the last meal you will eat inside this prison, because by tomorrow you will be sitting with the king, with Pharaoh himself. You will be eating at his table. I'm going to change your story. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to turn you around. I'm going to put your feet on higher ground. Everybody shall fire. Hey, I feel mighty drunk this morning. They called him. They said, the king is calling you. See me? The king is calling you. Yes, sir. Get ready. You didn't hear what I said. I said, get ready. There is a messenger that is being dispatched right now. There will be a knock on your door. There will be an email in your box. There will be a letter by FedEx, by DHL, and you will read it, and you say, my story has changed. I once was a prisoner, now I'm a prime minister. It shall be so by the mercy of God. Shout yes! Oh my God! Oh my God! I told God last night, I said, you must do something in the lives of the people in the church as I preach this morning. And as I preach this morning, may the anointing of mercy be your portion. What you don't pray for, may God give it to you. What you don't expect, may God give it to you. Sudden exaltation, sudden change, sudden transformation. It shall be your portion by the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shout yes. Hey. They called him. And he wanted to step out how he was dressed. He said, no. You don't go before the king like this. All right? And they changed him. He left his useless clothes behind.
And I wanted to go back for it. And they said, no. No. You don't need that anymore. Once you come out of here, for the rest of your life, you are not going back to that place anymore. I don't know where you are this morning. Once mercy brings you out, once mercy brings you out, no devil will bring you back. No devil will bring you back. I said you are coming out. I said you are coming out. I said you are coming out. Let me give somebody a high five and say you are coming out. Hey, you are coming out. You are coming out. The mercy of God will orchestrate your deliverance. The mercy of God will orchestrate your bringing out. The mercy of God. Hey, 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 hey. He got before the king. They said, are you Joe? He said, yes, oh, I am Joe. All you Joes here, God will fulfill your prophecy. And he stood, and mercy also came. And mercy said, this is the dream. This is the interpretation of the dream. This is what he ought to do. Tell him to do this. Tell him to do that. Tell him to do that. Don't forget, this man has an accent. Don't forget that. This man has an accent. Don't forget, this man is an alien. Don't forget, this man is a foreigner. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. This man is not from Egypt. This man is not from Pharaoh's house. This man is from far away land. And God brought him from far away land and made him a prime minister in the land of the Pharaohs. Many of you are foreigners in this country, but by the grace of God, God shall lift you up. God shall lift you high. Owners of this land will bow before you and will say, long live Joseph. Say, I receive it. He told him the dream and the interpretation. He thought he was going back to prison. And the king said, your gift has made a way for you. See that gift that is inside you. And God will let it burst out. Many of you have gifts that are just dying there. God will let that gift explode. And that gift will make a way for you. That gift will take you before kings. It will take you before queens. It will take you to many lands. It will take you to many countries. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh. As he was about to leave, the king said, don't leave. You know why? Because mercy came. And mercy said, okay, if a man can tell you all these dreams, if a man can tell you all these interpretations, don't you think he needs to become a prime minister? And Pharaoh should have consulted the house speakers and the senators. He should have consulted them. He said, executive order. Executive order. Hey, 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 hey. I don't know if you are drunk like I'm drunk. Executive order. There is an order that is going to be given. It will be above your supervisors. It will be above your managers. It will be above your bosses. It will be an executive order. Executive order. Executive order. And when the executive order is given, who are the senators? Who are the representatives? Who are the lawyers? The executive has said, I am the one. And no one can change it. Let me tell you something. You are the man. You are the woman. Mercy shall make it happen. Let me prophesy to you with this mouth that is anointed right now. I prophesy to you that in this foreign land, mercy will engineer your upliftment. Regardless of what household wickedness has done for you, the mercy of God will lift you up. Owners of this land shall bow down before you. Mercy shall do it for you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, shall fire. Hey, therefore, God's choice does not depend on a person's will or a person's effort, but on God himself. I can see old Joe sitting down his desk and he's saying, me, Abby, is it me on this seat? And he started singing. See what the Lord has done. You're about to single. You're about to single. I'm telling you, if the God of Israel, if the God of mercy is in church with us this morning, there is a song coming on your lips. And you'll be saying, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. I didn't do this. I didn't pray for this. I didn't expect this. I didn't know this is how it will end. You know, unfortunately, we have figured out how it will end. We have figured it out. Even people will come around and say, this is how it will end. Even prophets, prophet liars, will come to you and say, this is how it will end. And Mercy says, who told them so? Who told them that is the end? Eh? They told us Sister Molly will die within days. Eh? But Mercy said that is not the end. I don't know what they have said about you. And you also have believed it. Whatever you have believed, throw it to Mercy this morning. And say, Mercy, I hand it over to you. I got a sermon to preach this morning. God's choice does not depend on a person's will or a person's effort, but on God himself. But let me tell you something worse. This is even worse. There are times when men don't want you as the choice. They know you are the choice. But the powers that be, they don't want you as the choice. This morning, Mercy will correct that. You don't understand what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. Come. 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 Stand there. Come. Stand to my left. Stretch your hand out. This is what Joseph did when Jacob came. He brought his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to be prayed for by the father. I want you to listen very well. His choice was this. His choice was not this. All right. That's why this one that is not his choice, he put him on the right. So that when daddy lays hands, it will be his left hand that he will lay on him. The one that he wants, so that when daddy lays hands, it will be the right hand that will lay on him. He planned it. He planned it. He planned it. He planned it. I said he planned it. I said he planned it. But Mercy changed the plan. Whatever they have planned, Mercy will change it. Look at my story. Look at, it's in the book of Genesis. I just don't have time. So he came and said, Daddy, we have been here for a long time. Here are my children. I want you to help me lay hands on them and pray for them. But he never said beyond that. This one, he doesn't want. So go to the left. This one, he wants. So go to the right. But what he did not realize. You know, some people think they are smart. But Mercy will outsmart them. I know you don't know have anybody but God. Though. Those who think they are smart, the God of Mercy will outsmart them. So when, when Joseph was bringing them, Mercy got in between. He said, don't you know I'm the one who controls the hearts of men? Don't you know I'm the one who controls the emotions of men? So Mercy got in. So as he got ready, kneel down. And he said, Daddy, now, pray for them all. This is my choice. He didn't say it. All. This is my choice. And that's not my choice. And automatically, he has set it up. He has set it up. Everything they have set up, Mercy will disorganize it for you. You know, we live in a world of setups. They set this one up. They set that one up. They groom. They groom this one. They groom their favorite. By the time it gets to the time of annunciation, now Mercy will change the story. So what happened? Mercy got in. And when Papa was ready to pray, he changed the hand. He changed the hand. The right hand that he did not want on him, he put it on him. The left hand that he did not want on him, he put it on him. And he said, hey, daddy, 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 daddy. And Mercy also said, Joseph, 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 I am the one who rules over the affairs of men. I lift one up, I put one down. I lift one up, God will lift you up. God will lift you up, whether they like it or not. Whether they like, rise up on your feet, brothers. Rise up on your feet. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I give you praise. Say, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. My sermon is not half done yet. Oh God, just let's praise him for a minute. Mercy will overrule for you in the name of Jesus. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Say, Lord, I praise you for mercy. Say, Lord, I give you praise for mercy. Say, Lord, I give you praise for mercy. Lord, I give you praise for mercy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Hey. I want you to stretch your hands towards me like this, as if you are receiving something. I want to prophesy some things into your life. All of you with your hands stretched out, where people reject you, mercy will accept you. All of you with your hands stretched out, where people don't want you, mercy will make you wanted. All of you with your hands stretched out, the mercy of God will influence the power brokers in your life. And whether they like it or not, they will give you what belongs to you. You will not need to run. You will not need to will. But the mercy of God shall do it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Have your seat. My sermon is not finished though. See, we are fasting. So I can preach till 5 if I want. Therefore, God's choice does not depend. The scripture I just talked about, when you get home, you can read it. It's in Genesis 48, 13 through 20. God changed the hand of daddy. You know what I'm hearing? There's a change. There's a change. Honestly, there's a change. A change is coming your way. The hand that is not supposed to be laid on you shall be laid on you. And those who fight that hand, mercy will slap their mouth. It is not in him that willeth or runneth, but in God that showeth mercy. Let me give you one more translation and then we'll pray. I got 1 minute, 22 seconds. Therefore, God's choice, look at what it says, does not depend on a person's will or effort, but on God himself who shows mercy. But Weymouth, New Testament, I like the way he put it. Look at what he put it. And from this we learn, listen, that everything is dependent. Not on man's will or man's endeavor, but upon God who has mercy. I repeat, from this we learn that everything, everybody say everything, everything is dependent not on man's will or not on man's endeavor, but on God who has mercy. Every one of us have things that we can point to this morning, either in our lives or in the lives of people around us, that have proved to us that God's mercy transcends running. God's mercy can do what running and agonizing efforts can do. You know, as I was preparing this message yesterday, there was a word that dropped in my spirit. It says, I should tell you, that the anointing of easy does it. Yeah. The anointing of what? Easy does it. Shall fall upon your life. Shall fall upon your children. Shall fall upon your business. Shall fall upon everything that you do. Easy does it. In fact, maybe I should call that my nickname now. If you forget my name, and you forget to call me Bishop, just call me Mr. Seriously. Have you seen people, listen to me all, have you seen people who for money, for wealth, for comfort, they fast and fast and fast. They pray and pray and pray and pray. For wealth, for money. And what did they get? Nothing. I'm not putting them down. I'm just teaching reality. All right? And yet there is another brother or another sister. The maximum prayer this man can pray is 15 minutes. The anointing of easy does it is on his life. All right? When you talk about fasting, the only fast that he partakes in is breakfast. Yet, listen, the people who go to the mountain, the people who go to the valley, the people who fast and pray, they will come back from the mountain and go and borrow money from him. Easy does it. May God make life easy for you. I'm telling you. That's what we need, though. That anything you touch like this will turn into gold. That the mercy of God will have got to anywhere you get to. Anywhere you get to, mercy have got there. And it'll tell you, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. Others will do it that way, it will not work. But because you depend not on your fast. Me, I can't fast. Me, I can't pray. Me, I can't do night vigil. See, do you know that we depend so much on our night vigil? If I can just do night vigil, if I can just fast, if I can just pray, if you're an African like me, if I can do white fast, there's white fast, there's yellow fast, there's red fast, and by the time they come back, they're seeing multicolor. That's what they're doing. And this man who cannot fast, this man who cannot pray, this man who cannot see God, all he depends on is mercy. And he says, God, have mercy on me. God, please have mercy on me. God, go have mercy on me. God, please have mercy on me. You know, I read somewhere yesterday in the book of Isaiah. I will read it to you in Isaiah 65. You know what it says? Hear this. Don't look at your Bible. Look at me. Hear me. I want you to hear it. God said in Isaiah 65, 1 and 2, when you get home, read it. He said, I am sought. Listen. I am sought of them that asked not for me. That's mercy. In other words, those who don't even ask for me, they're the ones I'm looking for. He said, I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that has not called upon my name. I'm the one chasing them around. I said, God will chase you around. This your amen lacks vitamin K. I want the anointing of easy does it to come upon your life. To come upon your business. So that what the Bible says that before you ask, I will answer. While you are yet speaking, you have not even said, Lord, this is what I want. God says, stop it. Get it. It shall be your portion. I said, it shall be your portion. I said, it shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Don't you see two businessmen. I've seen it in this work. I've been in this work for a while. And I've seen all kinds of people overseas and here. One will walk his hand to the bones, be bleeding like this, and yet never balanced. He will fast. He will pray. He will go to the mountain. He will do night vigil. He will visit prophesiers and prophesiers for the betterment of his business. Yet nothing will happen. Nothing. Zero.
But Brother Easy does it.
Brother Easy does it comes. He doesn't know what is fasting. If he, the day he says he will fast, be watching him. He will fast before he leaves the house so that his wife will not condemn him. But the moment he gets to Burger King, he will break fast. And then the wife will say, honey, say yes. And unfortunately, it is the time that the food is in his mouth. So he doesn't pick the phone on time. He spits it out. And the people at Burger King are saying, ah, you are messing this place up. Say, you don't understand. I am on a fast. He can't fast. He can't pray. But you know what God does for him? Easy. 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 Do you know that for many of us, things have been so hard that we believe that we can never get anything easy? Seriously. Even when mercy is standing by like this, we say, mercy, me, mercy? No, for me, it's 21 days. Oh, 21 days. Or 30 days. Or 70 days. If I don't do 70 days, I can't get anything from God.
I reject that for you in the name of Jesus. I said I reject that thought for you in the name of Jesus. Without fasting, you'll be blessed. Without praying, you'll be blessed. Without running up and down, you'll be blessed. Without prophecy, you'll be blessed. Without a dream, you'll be blessed. Without a vision, you'll be blessed. It shall be your portion. 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 Shall fire.
From this we learn that everything is dependent not on man's will or endeavor, but on God who showeth mercy. Please lay your agonizing effort aside for a minute. If you've been around us in Fresh Anointing, you'll have heard me tell this story. And I'll tell it again at the risk of sounding redundant, and then we'll go and pray. I found out from these many things that effort is good. But if mercy is not there, it's a useless effort. When I was growing up as a Christian, I grew up in a church where it was satanic to miss service. It was satanic. So if you don't come to church, you know you are under Satan. Evangelism, you don't come. That one is demonic. And here was I working at First Bank of Nigeria. I was trying to do an exam we call the Institute of Bankers in London. They set the test from London. They send it down to Nigeria. We sit for it. If you pass it, it will help your progress in the bank. I was doing it as a young man. But at the same time, I was the leader of the Christ ambassadors in my church. And at the same time, I was part of a ministry which has now turned into a church. And I was juggling between the two. Exam was on Monday. I have not read anything because every day of the week there is church. But then I remember that it is not in him that willeth or in him that runneth, but in God that showeth mercy. Everybody else was reading, but I was doing evangelism. I was going to church. I was leading the youths. I was doing that. I laugh many times when I see some of you. Why don't we see you midweek service? I have an exam. See, what did you score in the exam? Seriously, with all your jumping sheep during the week, what did you make? It is not in him that willeth. It is not in him that runneth. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. There are people who are not in church today, and they ought to be in church, but they forget it's the mercy of God. So I couldn't study until Saturday. The exam was Monday, and the textbook I was to finish was this thick. Like this Bible in my hand. Hey, I went to the little primary school where I studied. I said, God, I only have till 2 o'clock to be here. I got there at 10. I said, because at 3 we are going out for village evangelism. And Sunday after church we are going back to the village. And Monday we go for the exam. So I took the book in my hand. I said, under the shed, I still remember the shed now. I said, it's not in him that willeth or runneth, but in God that showeth mercy. I said, Lord, some white man has set this exam. Direct me to where to read by your mercy. And I started reading. I opened this chapter If I find a word that I don't like, I'll go to another chapter. I'll read. I'm telling you the truth. I did not know that it was mercy that was guiding me. Let me tell you something. In every little detail of your life, mercy shall be involved. It shall guide you in every way. So it will not be your endeavor. Oh, it will not be your running. It will not be your willing. It will be mercy. So by 2 o'clock, I finished. Because I know that my leader, if I'm late, I'm in trouble. So I went. And we had evangelism. We came back in the night, tired. On Sunday, I went to church. In the afternoon, we were gone again to the village. We came back at night, tired. So I slept. The next day, at 3 p.m., it was time for the exam. And I sat down and gave all of us the accountant of the bank. Raised it up, said, "You all see it, oh, nobody opened it. This is the envelope." So he opened it in front of us and he gave us a question. And he gave me the question. "You have to answer, I think, 5 questions out of 10. I looked at the questions like this. I stand before God, I lie not. All the 10 questions came only from the chapters that I read. Ah! Mercy. Mercy. Yeah. Ah, I wish I can still have a child. I will have named that child Mercy. Mercy. Wish I can still have a child." All of you who are planning to be pregnant, please bring Mercy so we can dedicate Mercy here. Ah, I looked at it. I said 10 questions from the chapters that I read. Now I had a problem. Which one do I answer? So I just put my head on the desk like this. And I was saying, "Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you." For the first 15 minutes, I just had my head there. "Lord, I thank you for your mercy. You are a good God. I will serve you the rest of my days. When others are running from evangelism, I will be there. When others are cutting church, I will be there. Because your mercy will make it up for me. It is not in him that willeth or runneth, but it's in God that..." Then my accountant came from his desk. Mr. Alao is his name, Mr. Alao. Mr. Alao came to me and did like this. "Pastor, Pastor." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "This is what we are telling you. When you ought to be reading, you will not read. When you ought to be studying, you will not study. Church, 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 church. Now you get to exam hall. You are eating the back of your pencil. Now you cannot write it." They said, I said, "Sorry, sir. Thank you, sir." I took my pen. Yay. Those who have started 15 minutes before me, when I took my pen, you know what they call instant recall? Yay. Instant recall. Mercy took the pen and instant recall stood on my head. And I was just like, I almost answered 10 out of 10. I was the last to begin. I was the first to finish. So I took my paper and I turned it to the accountant and said, "Thank you, sir. I'm done." He said, "You are done." He said, "I understand. I understand. When there is nothing in the head, there will be nothing in the paper." Those who are making fun of you, they will be surprised. Those who are ridiculing you, they will be surprised. Those who are saying, "Where is your God?" they will be surprised. When God is finished, when God is done, and when the result comes, and you are the only one that passes, you are the only one that makes it, they will say, "How did you make it?" They will say, "How did you do it?" And you will say, "It is the mercy of God." Rise up on your feet and shout, "Mercy!" Oh, just raise both hands and say, "Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you honor." Oh, just praise him for his mercy. Just worship him for his mercy. Just honor him for his mercy. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Help me praise him. 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 Oh, God. Oh God, look what mercy has done in your life. Look what mercy has accomplished in your life. Look at them, so many things, uncountable. Rema koli di besa. Yeah, Lord. Come on, raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. And just say, "Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you dominion. I give you majesty. Give him praise, 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 give him praise. You will not need to run after today. All your running is over. All your willing is over. Mercy will do it for you. On your job, he will do it for you. In your business, he will do it for you. In your academics, he will do it for you. I don't want you to ask for anything. I just want you to say, Lord, I thank you for mercy. 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 Look at what mercy has turned you into. It is not because you pray. It's not because you fast. All you fast for is breakfast. I want you to say, Lord, I thank you. Because in spite of who I am, in spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my failures, in spite of my faithlessness, in spite of my lack of faithfulness, you have been good to me. You have been kind to me. I want you to just lift up your hand and say, Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory. Rame kolada mashikide. Leme setebe korabideba. The journey you are on, mercy will take you there. Just give him praise for it. Give him glory for it. Give him honor for it. Give him dominion for it. Give him majesty for it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's thank the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's continue to praise him for his great mercies in our lives. Let's thank him, brethren. Let's thank him because the Lord has been good to us. His faithfulness, his mercies in our lives. Oh, we cannot thank him enough. Let's just continue to thank the Lord. Let's continue to worship him. Let's continue to thank him for he has been good to us, brethren. He's been good to us. Just look back. Just think back. Just see what the Lord has done in your life and thank him for it. Thank him for the Father, we thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We adore you. This very day, October 2nd, oh God, it's by your mercy that we have entered into the final quarter of this year, 2011. It is your mercy that has carried us, oh God, from January to this day, oh God. And we are here in your presence. We are before your throne of grace. You are before your mercy seat, oh God. And we say, thank you, Jesus. We say, thank you, Jesus. We say, thank you, Jesus. For it's for your mercies that we have not been destroyed. It's for your mercies that we are in the land of the living. It's for your mercies, oh God, that we have the breath that we have today. So we are here as your children, oh God, to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We say, thank you for your mercy. We say, thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that where the world has said no to us, mercy says yes. Mercy says yes. Mercy says yes. Mercy has opened doors and doors and doors and gates unto us, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the great testimonies that you have given us. Thank you for this week, oh God. Thank you for that which you've done in our lives. Thank you for great testimonies that are coming out of our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you for the anointing of Easy Does It that you have put over our lives. The anointing of Easy Does It that is pouring over the congregation this time, oh God. We thank you. We worship you. Oh, be thou glorified, oh God. Be thou glorified, oh God. We are here to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We will not hold our thanksgiving back, oh God. For you deserve it. You deserve it. We receive all the mercy that you are pouring upon us today. We receive all the mercy that you are pouring upon us today. We receive all the mercy that you are pouring upon us today. And we walk in mercy. We walk in your goodness. We walk in your mercy. We walk in your goodness. We thank you, dear Lord, for you are God. You alone are our God. And you forever will be our God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.